Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 550. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Woo! Drunk on French toast, baby! Yeah!
It's not something you hear every day, but can't complain about getting drunk on something that is nice and sweet like that. So Earl's here as well.
Welcome, and this show is sponsored by Amazon Gaming. Go to gaming.amazon.com for the latest. We have Telltale's Batman for free this month, so check it out. Before then, let's roll a world premiere trailer.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait, you've seen this already. My bad. Next world premiere. Oh, you've seen this too, huh? I got an interview with Kojima for some reason. Go. So
this woman's not wearing a shirt because she had a...
Everybody was fully clothed in the Kojima segment, but Jeff is out this week. He is on vacation. He will be returning next week, just in time for real E3, because fake E3 kicked off today.
Well, it's Game Fest isn't an event. It's a feeling. It's a movement. It's everything. It's everything and nothing at the same time, because from what I gathered from this show, it's like half the games are like, oh, we're going to have something else for you tomorrow or next week. And I'm like, then why are you showing this to me?
Because like there's 14 press conferences and we need to divide everything up equally, Earl, obviously.
I think it's definitely some of that. I also think it's like, oh, well, we want to leverage Keeley in December. So we want to stay on his good side. So we're going to give him something here, but not much. And then we can like have a bigger reveal for something we want in December.
I don't know the stats. I don't know the figures. I'm curious to see what the Game Awards like does for a game, because he must have something over them for this show. Because this show was probably one of the most dreadful hour and 40 minutes I've spent in a long time. And listen, I watch god awful movies. I will be honest with you, Friday night. And this made me suffer. I felt pain watching this.
It was rough.
How bad does it need to be to make Earl suffer? This is like a new definition of pain.
Okay, so let me just, we'll get into bigger announcements in a bit, but let me just throw out some of the announcements that stuck with me as far as, like, I don't know how this was on the show. One, there was a Free Guy trailer, which is the new Ryan Reynolds movie. A trailer that came out this morning from the movie company that had, like, it had an awkward introduction from Ryan Reynolds talking to Jeff Keighley. And that was like a 3 or 4 minute segment, because the trailer it exists. And honestly speaking, I mean personally speaking, I should say, the trailer did more to unsell me on the movie than the previous two had done.
Oh, great!
Because I actually thought it was an interesting concept, and then they shown it, and it's like, oh, this seems like very generic action movie by the end of it.
Yeah, like the more they show of it, the less.
So yes, I'm interested. Fun.
Like I mean. I think, you know, Reynolds will be fine. He's almost always entertaining, but it's like, yeah, the more they show of this, it's like, this is less and less interesting. Oh, yeah, and like, it has Ninja. It.
Yeah. Wait, Ninja's in it? I missed that part.
Yeah.
Now I hate it. I just hate it on spec.
They show some streamers like talking about what's going on in the game.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb. But again, it's in here for some reason. Again, it would be one thing if he got the premiere exclusively, but it dropped, I think, something like 6 or 7 hours before the show started. Whatever. Okay, Overwatch 2, big hyped game, you know. They had their gameplay reveal, I think, last week or the week before that. They come here. We're going to have some new Overwatch 2 stuff. Literally, it's them showing off character models dancing.
Oh, great.
I'm like,
that's worth watching.
Yeah, I'm like, this is, you got them to just two characters, not the whole roster or anything, not new characters, two characters. Like, oh, we upgraded their model. I'm like, okay, they like, because they have so many different skins and stuff, like, it doesn't matter to me what they're wearing, because they don't look the same to any two people. Like, they have the default outfit, whatever. That was another announcement. Fall Guys is getting a Nier costume. And I'm like, I don't know. I need an entire trio segment to reveal one costume for a game that's already out. Yep. Like, if it's the next season, if it's an update, sure. But a single costume? What else?
Seems very excessive. Like, that, I think the Rocket League, was it Rocket League that they show?
The Fast and Furious cars. Fast and
Furious ones, yeah. Like, it was like, this is... Why is this in a press conference? Yes.
I know he's a big get for the game, but like, they had an interview with Giancarlo Esposito, and they didn't show any. Like, they didn't really show anything of the game. It's just him interviewing him, and I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, like it would have made sense. Like, all right, now we're gonna like spin off of this and show some like gameplay from Far Cry 5 or 6, whatever the hell it is at this point. But no, it was just an interview of him, like literally just sitting in his living room. It's like his Peloton's in the background, like no, not it's just like, you know, we did this on Zoom, which is fine. It's just they tried to make everything else about this seem like super upscale, and then you know Ryan Reynolds, his thing was on his iPhone, like straight up and down. Like,
oh God,
and Jeff Goldblum was. Yeah, awkward. I mean, it was awkward, but I enjoyed his narration for it. Like, getting him to narrate the trailer was fine, getting the awkward bench with him and Jeff. And it just reminded me of, like, all the worst parts of, like, press conferences. Because there was also that Dark Alliance segment where they got, like, they got Ember Moon and they got Tyrese, I forget that comedian's name, Burris, to, like, do awkward commentary to Dark Alliance while playing it. I'm like, oh yeah, this is the stuff I dislike about these press conferences. And I don't know who you're doing it for. It's not an audience like cheering and hollering. But yes, and that reminded me of one more announcement that was made. That on paper is a cool announcement, but again, you don't have anything to show, is the announcement of Deviation Games, which is a new studio from like the Call of Duty, some people from Treyarch and stuff like that. And they're partnering with Sony for their first game. Okay. Great announcements. Don't need to be a press conference. It could be a press release.
Yeah, so somebody was like, oh, like this is why we don't need E3 anymore. Like, you know, we got game developers and publishers being announced on Keeley's show. It's like, these guys are nobodies. Like it'd be one thing that's a little unfair being like, these guys are nobodies, but they're not like generally named people. They're not Vince Ampella and who's the other guy? West from, you know, when they left Infinity Ward and joined a startup in what's the Respawn when they did that. Like that's a pretty big one because they were involved in a huge major dispute, lawsuit. Call of Duty was the biggest game in the world at that point. Like these guys are part of the Call of Duty machine. Or were part of the Call of Duty machine. Like, cool. And, I mean, they're partnering with PlayStation because they put Sony threw money at them, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know.
And again, I don't mind any of that. I don't mind that they were... I don't mind where they come from. I don't mind their roots. You're announcing a studio. If you're not going to show a game or...
Yeah.
Honestly speaking, I don't care. Like, this isn't something I need in the middle of a press conference. At the end of the day, it's a entertainment industry, and you need that entertainment product to get people excited for. Like you said, except if it's like if Miyamoto was like, I'm defecting from Nintendo and starting my own studio, that's big news. But it's still like, what are you making? So yeah, it was like, and again, like. Not only did they announce it, they actually had them come in person to do it. And I'm just like, oh, so you came in person and you don't actually have a game to show right now. So this is just awkward for all of us involved.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, yeah, we're just going to talk about our partnership with Sony. We don't have any... We're going to make first-person shooters because that's what we do. Cool.
Yeah, which is also ironic. Well, not ironic. It's also kind of weird because we also got word from Naughty Dog this week that they're working on like a multiplayer focused AAA title. And it's like, oh, okay, so you're just kind of like, I mean, if you're going to talk about Sony's like exclusive multiplayer shooter, like I think Naughty Dog's going to be the company you're more interested in than an upstart that doesn't have a resume.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So that was the gut, the excess of the show. So what about the actual announcements? When they were not awkward to introduce. Okay, I just got it. The Kojima stuff is so awkward.
Yeah, like,
because he's not a real person. I think that's the problem. Like, if you were an actual human being, it might be less awkward.
It was so strange, though. Like, Keely is obviously in love with this man. He just adores him so much, but you brought him on there, and he's like, yeah, shit's bad in Tokyo. Like, I'm not really working on anything. Like, I'm trying to figure out my new creative process. I don't have anything to announce on what I'm working on. Here's a trailer for a game that was excessive. And I'm doing a director's cut of that game, I guess.
Which I am fascinated by, just in the principle of, like, what the hell is a director's cut for a video game?
Right. Like, what did the producers cut out of Death Stranding that Kojima's now going to stuff back in?
Something about the ashes of the president being diamonds, or I don't know. I really have no idea.
I don't know. But I mean, that got people excited. Though, granted, I'm going to sound like a hater. I imagine the people who are excited by this announcement are the same people who probably played Death Stranding the first time. Like, it's not audience. It's not like, I mean, at this point, you either smell Kojima's fault, so you don't. I mean, there's no two ways about it. So I'm happy for those people who get to play their game again, I guess. But yeah, it was an awkward, because again, like Chris said, it's like this weird thing, like, oh, you know, like he's waiting for his COVID vaccine or something like that. He's trying to figure out his new creative process. I'm like, oh, this is just really awkward to and I'm happy that they shed some light on it, on like, the situation in Japan, because that's pretty messed up, and I still don't know how to do in the Olympics in a month. But it was just like, and this was, I think, the third review of the show. It's like, this is 10 minutes in,
yep,
and it just kind of like kills the mood, and it does not improve until the very end, I think.
I'm in agreement with that. Like, yeah, it started off slow, and it did not pick up at all until that, like, the last, I admit, the last reveal. I was only kind of like half paying attention by the end, but
I think everybody would. I mean, honestly speaking, I was working, and I'm like, I'm so happy I'm working so I can focus on something else right now, because I would just sit over it. I'm just like, there was one game, and I forget the name of it. I didn't catch the name, and I was looking over. I'm like, this, if you tell me this was Rainbow Six, or you tell me this was Call of Duty, or Battlefield, or Ghost Recon, I would be like, yeah, I'd buy that. And I think it was like Escape from Tarkov or something like that.
Yep. Yep.
And I was just like, this is the most generic shooter I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was like, it could have been a Rainbow Six Siege trailer, or it's Call of Duty trailer, Battlefield trailer. Like, who the hell knows what the hell it was? Like, and until you just said the name, I had forgotten what the name was. So.
Yeah, it was. I mean, honestly speaking, because I was in the group chat with you folks, and I was also talking to my friend. And I my one positive was, like, there was a lot of pretty looking games, and then I'm like, oh, it's very pretty, but this is really, like, there was that one game, I'm not gonna remember half of these names. There was this one game that's really pretty looking, but it's like this weird animation style, like, they're running, it makes it really janky or jerky, and I'm like, it's just so distracting. Then there was one where, like, you're on the back of a bird, and they're just, like, hitting a post, and I'm like, I don't get the gameplay of this. This doesn't seem fun. Like, why is this your trailer? And again, yeah. I apologize. So, like, I didn't know these names.
Is that all that you have going for your game? Is, like, you're just flying your bird, or?
Yeah, what was the name of that game now?
Bird ball. Birdness.
But, okay. I mean, it might as well have been. I'm trying to find it in this, because this article doesn't go in order, it just goes by announcements. So the first thing that they started off with, which I was kind of interested in just because I like the franchise, is a Borderlands spinoff called Tiny Tina's Wonderland, which does not look super like Borderlands, but they didn't really explain how it's different than Borderlands.
I mean, do you have guns? I don't know if you have guns. Like, there's spells. Ashley Birch did say there were spells, which could just really just be like abilities in Borderlands.
Yeah, it seems like if anything, it's probably like Borderlands via D&D.
Yeah, like instead of post-apocalyptic enemies, you're getting fantasy enemies, trolls, ogres, dragons, shit like that, I guess.
Yeah, but that was the thing. I mean, it looked interesting. Then there was the Metal Slug game, Metal Slug Tactics,
mm-hmm.
which people were excited for. I mean, more power to them. I was like, oh, like I like the art style and the animation, like the cutscenes and stuff. I'm like this, and then they showed the game and it looks like Metal Slug, which is fine. But I'm like, oh, that's such a come down for me, because I'm like, you have this beautiful animated like opening sequence, and then it's like, here's some 2D sprites, and it's not even Metal Slug. It's a tactic game, so it's like you move and you throw weapons and stuff. It's not like a fast paced running gun like the old games. So
yeah, you're gonna slow down Metal Slug, which is fast paced, like you said, to basically turn based.
It's a choice. It's not one I would have made, but choice. And I believe it's also PC exclusive as of now, which again is a choice.
Yep.
We already mentioned Death Stranding's the director's cut. Back for Blood. We had, was it a new trailer?
I missed that one. I'm not sure.
But yes, I think they announced their launch dates in October, and then the beta is coming in August. I think the most exciting part of that, and it wasn't even on the show, and I could be mistaken, is that this does have cross-play, which I hope is the standard going forward for most multiplayer games. But yes, it's really weird how they announced it, though, because it has cross-play and cross-gen support for the beta, but they don't necessarily know if it's going to make a launch.
Weird.
That's odd.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I wonder. So, I mean, there was all those reports of Sony holding up developers, making them pay if they want to implement crossplay. Like a demo, there is no benefit to Sony. Like, they're not going to hold it up because there's no lost revenue, right? Uh-huh. So I wonder if like the demo is easy to get through with crossplay, but comes around.
We'll see, but I mean, it's, you know, it's whatever. I think it's such a stupid stance by Sony, but I guess this is what happens when you're the market leader. Enges Dungeon, I don't remember this one. There were times he would announce games, it was just like so full of buzzwords. It's like a massive multiplayer online RPG roguelike with asymmetric coup, first person. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense to me. So you do your thing. So yes, it's one of those games. And I'll be honest, I've said it in the past. This seems to be one of my issues with Sony. I mean, Sony had better content, but like, I do think there's a point where you can have too many games in a show. Because then you just tend to forget stuff.
Yeah, it just all blends together at some point, and you know the finale is what you remember, or maybe the intro.
But the intro and the finale tend to be the big ones, and I think that's honestly of this one. That's what people are going to remember. Mm-hmm. The problem here, and I think sometimes the problem with other press conferences, there's an hour and a half between those two segments that we had to get through.
Yep.
EA used to be very, is very guilty of that as well, where it's like they'll start off with something big and then like the middle is like all of their usual and it just kind of drags. And then it's like, oh, and then they never actually know how to close it because it's always like, here's a tech demo from Battlefield. But whatever.
Yeah. EA would fluff their middle with all their sports stuff, right? There'd be like a half hour of Madden, half hour of golf, FIFA, you know, 2 seconds of NHL, and then move on to something else.
Yeah. Oh, that does remind me. My other pet peeve with this show, aside from the Amazon Prime show several times, and I kind of mentioned this before, is that he would make announcements of stuff that's happening later on in the week several times. And I'm like, I get it. But like,
that is weird.
Like, for instance, because the next thing I have on my list is like the Stranger Things content coming to Smite. But before that, it was kind of like he was pimping that he's doing a Netflix Geeked special tomorrow, which is kind of focused on a video game show that they're doing. You know, Cuphead, the live action Resident Evil show, Castlevania and stuff like that. And again, I'm just like, I get it. I get that. It's not a competition or anything. It's just weird to take time out to be like, okay, you know, go watch this tomorrow. Or like there was two things today right after. I think developers, they had two things after that. He mentioned the Microsoft thing, the Microsoft Bethesda thing several times, because for some odd reason that I don't know what Game Fest is, but apparently that counts as part of Game Fest. So yeah, he would mention stuff like that. And like I said, I brought it up because Stranger Things content is coming to Smite. And it's such a weird one because I don't think of Stranger Things. It has action, but I don't think of it as like, oh, we're going to throw these kids into like an action scenario.
Yeah.
Action. Done.
And I mean, Smite had other crossovers, right? They had the Turtles.
Yeah, Turtles. They've had Avatars, which are, you know, warriors. It's just that I'm not saying that it's like it's weird or anything. It's just like you don't think of Stranger Things as like something. Like, it's puzzle oriented, or it's kind of like oh, what is it? Silent Hill. Crap, I forget the memories. Shattered Memories. Mm-hmm. The one where it's like a non-combat horror game. So it's like that type of scenario. It's not like, okay, we're going to put them front line to attack stuff. And I know that one of the, like, it's 11, and I forget, not Harbinger. What is his name? The sheriff dude.
Don't remember.
Yes, but that stuff. And I'm like, okay, it's a weird crossover, I guess.
Yeah. I think Stranger Things would definitely be more work better in like an adventure game sort of situation.
Speaking of, I will say not necessarily something that I think should have been. I think it was the second to last announcement, but the what is it? Evil Dead game looks really cool. I believe it's like a four-player action game.
Okay. It's not one of those asymmetrical things where.
Oh, I have no idea. Like I said, I was half paying attention. I saw somebody like chainsaw some dude in the face. I'm like, okay, I'm into this. I'm a very simple man, Jeff. It does not take a lot to impress me, and somehow, you failed. Oh yeah, this is one of the games he was talking about. Korean MMO Ark is coming to the West later this year. I think this is Smilegate. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that sounds right. It looked like generic MMO.
Yeah.
Like fantasy MMO. Like,
it was so weird because I looked at it and I'm like, okay, it seems like it's part Diablo, part Monster Hunter. I'm like, okay, so you don't like, I mean, maybe it's a good game. I honestly don't know. I'm sorry. I'm always like, it's like coming back in flashbacks to me. It's like, you know, you have PTSD, you close your eyes. Because the other thing that annoyed me is that it didn't annoy me so much. I guess it was a weird. It's like they had two musical concerts during the show. That's whatever. I mean, but they would intro a game during it. So there was a song, there's a Weezer song. And they were intro. I guess it's not a new game because it comes out tomorrow. But like it's like a game trailer, and I cannot see the game trailer because it's like it's over. It's put on top of the singers, so like you just like it's on their faces and stuff, and you can't make out anything around the human form. So I'm trying to see like, what is this game? Does it look interesting? Does it not look interesting? And I'm like, I can't see anything. I literally can't see shit with this going on. I don't know who thought this was a good idea. Give me the concert. Or give me, I mean, yeah, it doesn't make a great game.
Or give me death.
It doesn't make a great game, but I'm like, it would be awesome if I could actually see it to make that opinion and then have to search it off on Twitter later on. And that is, it's like Skateboat or something like that?
Yeah, something along those lines. It's not even listed in on the front page of Polygon. I can't.
That's a good idea. Might as well not exist now.
Neither it really nor the other one,
which I can't remember. Yeah. It's so funny because I have two. One side open on my phone and one side open on the web, and it's because like one would have some announcements and the other one doesn't have announcements. I think both sides just kind of got bored of the show as well. Like,
that's a good sign.
Because like the game I was talking about before is not on the IGN one. It's Sawyer Ash. And that was the one where it's like, it looks really pretty, but that's the one that like, you jump on the back of the bird. And like, I don't know if she was grinding or what. She just hit stuff. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. This does not seem interesting. What else did we have? 2 Point Campus. I think that was announced before.
Yeah, I've heard that name before, so it's not. That's not.
Yeah, this is not brand new. This game's been bantered about a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, the sequel to 2 Point Hospital, success to the 2 Point Hospital, which people they teased a season 4 of Call of Duty Warzone. I don't think they showed anything.
No, they just brought the senior vice president of, I guess, in charge of brand management for Call of Duty out, and she went, yeah, there's new stuff coming. Like there was a small trailer, I guess, that kind of hinted at what was going to be coming, but more zombie content, more I guess more stuff going on the map. So
as an aside, I know we're trying to focus on this show, but there's a ton of news this week, but it also came out this week that apparently every single studio in Activision is now working on Call of Duty.
Seems not smart.
It does that. It's not the best. You know, nothing ever goes wrong if you put all your chickens in a single basket. You know, it's smooth sailing from here. So yes, there better be new content coming for Warzone because they got nothing else. Among Us is getting a hide and seek mode
and a new map, right?
And I think new roles as well. I will be honest with you. I don't want to. I liked Among Us, but I was into it for the same amount of time everybody else was. Like that week in like September last year when it was new and it wasn't even new. It's just like everybody's into it, and I think people just moved on. I'm sure there's still a base for it because it still gets update. But oh yes, and part of that is, crap. What was the other thing? If you had watched tonight's the Summer Game Fest via Twitch, you could unlock the Jeff Keighley mask in the game. So,
apologies
if you missed out on that.
I always wanted. Damn. Can't imagine why I missed out on that. Damn.
It was.
Damn.
It was exciting. then Jurassic World Evolution 2 was announced. And that was the game that Jeff Goldblum did the voiceover for. And it was cool.
Did you guys play the first one? It's like a Jurassic Park simulator, right? I think something like that.
I have no idea. I thought it was like
It was an RTS game where you would basically combine DNA and like you'd send out research teams to find like new dinosaurs and you would raise the dinosaurs and you'd have like little feeding stations and whatever. It was like a zoo game.
Yeah.
For like dinosaurs.
Yeah. Then this looks pretty, so I guess it's more zoo dinosaur game.
Hey, I'm all for dinosaur games. There's a huge audience for it.
Yeah. I like dinosaurs. Those games could have been better, so you know, I'm all for having like a sequel. That's great.
And I mean, it probably hits around the same time as the movie. There was another Left 4 Dead inspired co-op shooter called the Anacrusis, which
is like almost like 60s, 70s theme spaceship.
Yeah.
Shooter, that looks pretty cool.
It looks cool. The shooting looks eh. But I mean, yeah. At this point, I was just like super, just like, oh, a game I actually kind of took interested in.
Colorful shooter, like you don't get too many of them.
Yeah, and I'm all for co-op games, especially after the past year and a half now. There was a new trailer for Tales of Arise. I'm sure we're all big Tales of fans here.
Sure, I mean, I love Tales of Vesperia, so sure, why not?
Vampire the Masquerade Blood Hunt. I honestly don't even remember this game being announced. I got nothing.
Yeah, I must have missed that. Must have been in like the last half hour of the show.
When you'd already died. You're like, send in the paramedics. Chris is dead. Someone save him. Oh, there's another trailer.
Like they
still dead.
I'm not against them, like, making Vampire the Masquerade games, but like that's an RPG. Like making it into a battle royale game seems weird.
I mean, are there enough vampire battle royale games? I don't think.
I mean, there's zero as far as I know. So like it is definitely filling that void, Tony. I just like when I think of Vampire the Masquerade, it's a dialogue based RPG. You're making decisions. It's like a BioWare type game,
right?
Not a Call of Duty Warzone or Apex Legends with vampires. It could be cool. I'm not saying it's not. Just
now, to be fair, Mass Effect made a perfectly adequate multiplayer game. Yeah. So yeah. You never know.
You're right. It just seemed weird. But yeah, as Earl said, I don't remember it being announced on the show.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, sure. I'm trying to find one because here it is. Because Koch Media revealed a new publishing label, and there was something like 12 games included, including Payday 3 and a game that's just called Painkiller. Literally, it was like they came, we got something for us, like, yes. And it's just like, here's a name, and I'm okay, that's nothing. I mean, it's better than the guys who just came to say we started a new company, but show me stuff. So
it was a little that one was rough because it was like, I don't know what's going on. Like,
no, I saw half of those games are the same game, and then he dropped like 12 yogas. I'm like, oh, there were different games in that trailer. So let me see. So it's Payday 3, which is announced for 2023. I like the Payday games, but I stopped supporting them because they stopped supporting me. Because I swear, like, I've had Payday and Payday 2 on consoles, and it's like, they will update it twice and be like, eh, we give up. And then the PC games will get a ton of updates.
Too hard. It's too hard.
Crossfire Legion. King's Bounty 2. The Last Okurai. Encased. Gungrave Gore. G-O-R-E. Don't know what that stands. The Chant.
The Chant?
That's the name of the game.
Sounds enchanting.
It's a choice.
Brass Tokens action adventure horror game was announced a while ago. It's a cosmic thriller set within a new age cult where you appear as a woman uncovering a cult's horrifying secrets using the tools she can find in old magic.
What about new magic? Hasn't she tried that yet?
I don't know. Codename Final Form is a terrible code name. Domen, yes, Project Echoes of the End, and Painkiller. So that is the suite of games announced by this new. He said it was a new publisher, but it's a subset of Koch Media, which I forget what they own, but they are a pretty big media conglomerate.
Don't they own Deep Silver?
Do they?
I'm pretty sure they own Deep Silver.
Do you need a second publisher?
They do.
Yep. Coke, is right. Coke Media owns Deep Silver.
Okay.
Which is weird because Deep Silver is a pretty big publisher. Like,
yes. Good on them, I guess. I mean, it's probably on the money some way. I don't want to say that and then we get sued. So What else
is that possible? There? Can we get sued?
I want to save the ass announcement for the end because I think it's the most interesting. It's the most interesting one to talk about, and I say that as knowing that none of us are actually fans of it, and Jeff's not around this week. So, there's a Monster Hunter Stories 2 trailer, which was like, again, I got nuts seeing world premiere because I'm like, how do you have a world premiere of a game we've already seen every month since January of this year? Like, between Capcom and
maybe
Nintendo.
There's a new world that's been discovered that they can all declare this a world premiere for that world and not our world.
I guess so. I don't know if people think like same world premiere sells it on people or if they think they're in on something, but it uses its shine when every announcement you have is a world premiere. Like, they have an update on something. They don't all need to be world premieres.
The biggest offender of that, although this was very bad, like had a lot of world premieres. Microsoft is awful.
Everything is a world premiere. Everything.
And they have that like voiceover.
The voiceover, yeah.
World premiere, Tetris. You've never heard of this before.
So that game company, Sky, Children of Light, is coming to the Switch later this month. And your Petit Prince. I assume those are different games.
Wow.
Antoine
Saint-Exupéry coming back from the dead.
And I think that's everything? Unless there's anything you could think of, Chris.
No, that's a pretty good recap of it.
Okay, so the big thing...
Except for the big one.
Yeah, so the big thing, the one that... I mean, I get it, but... I know Jeff Joey, and I know what it... It's just so weird to see him fanboy out about getting something on his own show. Because he thanked them. He was so happy that they supported him. But yes, we got an update on Elden Ring after like 2 years. And the game is good.
Yeah, Elden Ring.
Yeah. I don't know what George R. R. Martin brings to the table here.
The desire for something to take as long as possible.
I mean, they're doing a good job with that.
I will say, I mean, personally speaking, I thought the monster design was super amazing in this game.
Yeah, yeah.
Some really creative and scary looking monsters. There was a lot of creativity on display there. The game looks really nice too. So yeah, I mean that's all. It's got a release date, which that was the other thing. I think of the games announced, there's only a handful that's actually 2021, which is not a great sign for the rest of E3. But this is announced for January of 2022, which I mean, you know, firm release date. That's great. It is current gen and new gen system, so Xbox Series X, S, Xbox One, X and S, PS4 and PS5, PC. That, in theory, is great. Did not go over well with fans. Gamers.
Yeah,
are...
I on one hand, I get what they're upset about. Like, new systems are out. It should all be on the new systems. But this game started development like 3 years ago. Like, it was supposed to already be out by now. Like, it was always going to be a cross-gen title.
But yeah, it looks good. It has a release date. I mean, honestly speaking, that's the type of I wish more of these games were like this. Something that was, I mean, it's not a world premiere because we knew it existed. I don't get everybody freaking out that it's real. It was announced. I think that we should stop having expectations. I think we should stop giving game companies credit for announcing a game way too long in advance and then showing it again when it's ready. Like, they should just stop. Like, this totally did not have to be revealed in was the end of 2019, right?
Sounds about right.
Because was that the Game Awards? I think was it not, or was it?
Yeah, I think I thought we just got like a logo or something there, or like a very brief CG.
Well, we knew Jar Jar Martin was part of it, and we knew it was from Software, which honestly speaking is enough for most people. So, good on them. But I'm trying to talk through and see if I can get when it was announced.
I mean, Wikipedia doesn't say when it was announced, but it's been in development for 4 years, so.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it looks like it's paying off, so kudos to them. That's, I mean, honestly, that's all you can say.
Yeah, it, I mean, looks like Dark Souls with horses, so.
Yeah.
But like, as Earl said, like, great, great monster design, the, you know, and look, I don't like Dark Souls in general, but their world design is great. Like, it's an awesome looking world. I just don't like playing those games. I wish that there was a way for me to kind of experience it without having to play Dark Souls.
Pretty much. And okay, it was announced at E3 2019. So
two years ago. Yeah.
Actually, I think 2 years ago yesterday. It was announced on the 9th. So it's 2 years yesterday. Well, 2 years yesterday as of this recording. So Wednesday of this past week. There we go. And I think that was it for the Summer Game Fest.
Yeah.
What did we all think?
Great
show or greatest show?
Well, Tony didn't watch it.
That's right. I think I'm happy about that. It sounds like that was the right choice. To not actually see what happened, but to hear about the good games, to not have to put up with all the other stuff, which way outweighed the good games.
Yes, yes, it did. It was a rough show. It was a very rough show. I mean, it's ironic, because I remember Ash here complaining about the fact that, like, we didn't know what Summer Game Fest was, because it was just a branding for a bunch of different press conferences that took place throughout the summer. And now I feel like I owe them a bit of credit, because I would prefer to be complaining about having a bunch of shows instead of one really terrible one, I think. Then again, I also complain about all those terrible shows.
You're still getting a bunch of shows, so you're getting
yes.
both.
So hopefully many shows.
Hopefully they're not all terrible, but this did not set the stage high.
No, and it is, I do wonder if it's one of those things where it's like, all right, like, you know, this kicks it off. We got to have something. But people are going to save their stuff for the Microsoft show or their own show. Like, I'm actually surprised that, Elden Ring is coming from Bandai Namco. They have, like, some sort of event this week or next week. I'm actually surprised it didn't wait for that. Cause...
Well, I mean, part of the juicy online goss is that apparently Microsoft wanted it. And, like, the story is, like, why didn't Microsoft get it? Because, you know, Microsoft is going to pay a pretty penny. So it might have been that, like, Sony intervened so that... It, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Because I know Jeff wasn't matching Microsoft. Because you're not... I mean... I'm not going to say I love Jeff Keighley. I sometimes tolerate him. But you're not going to go pound to pound with Microsoft on the they wanted it. If they could have gotten it, they would have gotten it.
Yeah, the only thing I think of there is, like, if Amazon's like, we need something for this show, Keighley. Like, well, we will pay, but you need to get us something. And this was the something. But yeah, it could have been Sony being like, like, we'll do whatever you want. So you don't go there. Because we can't have that dropping on it during their conference. I don't know. This didn't need to happen, though. It was like a waste of 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Or more. I think it was longer than 90 minutes.
It was an hour and 41 minutes. Not that I was counting.
Someone else was counting in favor of Earl and trying to ruin his life.
Because I was like, I'm happy I can go back to work. It was just that dreadful that I'm like, it's almost 4 p.m. and I'm like, I want to go back to work. So, yeah. And it's because, like, there are times where there are press conferences that I'm not impressed with, but I understand it from, like, you know, there's sometimes worse games that, like, you know, are awesome, but just aren't for you. And this was not, like, this, I don't think this was that, because, I mean, as far as I can tell, almost everybody's in uniform opinion, this was a bad show. And I think part of it is Jeff Keighley is he's a hype man, and he doesn't know how to manage expectations. Because I think he tried, but he's not the picture of himself yesterday. You're gonna have a world premiere like a kid starstruck or something like that, and you know, like he was, because yesterday was the Battlefield 6 reveal, which we'll get to in a second, I guess.
Yeah,
and it was like. It was a count. It was a timer that to a countdown that to the reveal. And he's like, "Oh no, our show's starting right at 2. There will be no countdown or anything." And it's like, "Okay, you started at 2, but you have to like really back it up with that content. You have to like kick ass if you're gonna like talk shit about stuff like that." And this was not that.
Yeah, and I will say that the Battlefield 2042 trailer was better than the hour and 41 minutes of this show. And I have major reservations about Battlefield 2042.
Yep.
But that 5-minute trailer was better than this whole thing. Yeah.
Yes.
It was awesome. It was an awesome trailer. No gameplay. Zero gameplay. But awesome.
Hopefully in-engine footage at least, but yeah. No gameplay.
I mean, it was a good trailer in capturing what Battlefield multiplayer is, because Battlefield multiplayer is stupid, and like people do stupid shit, like jump out of their airplane and shoot rockets at each other.
They do. Occasionally it works. Most of the time it does not.
Most of the time it does not. But like when it does, it's like, holy shit, that was amazing. Like, you know, people will drive an ATV off of a building hoping it hits the helicopter that is below them. Like, people will do really dumb stuff. And when it works, it makes for great video and awesome content. Your jaw drops. Most of the time, you're just laughing at, why did that guy try that? But and this entire trailer was that. It was just, look at how stupid this is. I think, Tony, you said there was like a giant tornado, and it was like everybody's just kind of staring at it.
I'm going to run away from the tornado, guys. Just to let you know, if you expect me to stand next to a tornado, I am not going to do that. It's just not going to happen.
I do hope that it, because there were the smart group there that like hopped in their like little ATV and tried to drive away, and they got sucked up in it. So I'm like hoping that like this tornado is like super powerful, just eats everything in its way.
Yes, and then the actual gameplay reveal will be at Microsoft Press Conference, which, again, is one of those, you know, chicken and eggs things where it's like, why not just do it there then? But, you know, I think Battlefield and Call of Duty have just gotten, it's one of those things where they've just gotten into the routine of their marketing. Like, this isn't the first time they've done it. Here's a trillion, and then the first gameplay at E3 for any of those games, so.
Yeah. Yeah, like they. I'm actually surprised. Well, I guess the NBA Finals, that seems to be where they kind of make the big reveal for Call of Duty, right? Is the NBA Finals?
Yeah.
And that's still a couple weeks off, so. Everything is weird now.
Yeah, COVID really threw stuff into for a loop. But yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, outside of the countdown to the countdown. It was 5 minutes. It was in and out. Like, that's all you can ask for some of these things. So I will take that. And then real quick, I don't know. I don't think anybody actually watched them, but there was two shows this weekend. And the only game I know that came out of either one of them is, oh crap, I forget the name of it now. It's like Power Mutant or something like that. It's like that Pokemon game that turns into like a shooter.
I heard about this on another show. It seems really dumb.
Yeah, but it's so great because it's like, oh man, like it starts with like, this is what we want from Pokemon. It's like, you know, people riding their animals, like the animals are helping out, like they're farming, like, you know, farming stuff. You can use them as water hoses and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, somebody's shooting at me. Let me use this sheep as a shield. Or let me ride, like, you could send these animals to attack people. Or there's, like, one scene where, like, a giant bear's being, like, he's protecting his owner as he's being shot up in the back. And I'm like, oh, okay. This is a very different type of game than I expected it to be. So, yeah, that is cool. Yeah. Outside of that, do you folks have any? I don't know anything else this week that happened.
No, I don't really think there was. I mean, the game news is all kind of drying up, so it all reveals in the next week. So
next week is generous. I was going to say we got yeah, what, 5 days. No, I was going to say we have 5 days because again, this is based off of when you hear this. It would be that, like, by the time you hear this, like, Ubisoft would be today. Ubisoft is on Saturday. Microsoft is on Sunday, along with WB, which is just doing Back for Blood.
That's it, right? That's all WB showing.
Back for Blood. Yeah, so that's a weird thing, especially since, I mean, I know they delayed it, but like, you had those two DC games you announced last year. Almost a year ago, you'd think you'd follow up on that, but whatever. I'm not WB. I don't make the rules.
Right.
They could do whatever they want to do. See if I care. See and, if I care.
Nintendo is Tuesday.
Yes.
And that's pretty much the end, right?
There's also an E3 Game Awards, but nobody's going to watch that. So, oh, sorry. So, yes. So Friday, which will not count. Like I mentioned, as a Netflix geek thing, which is a focus on Netflix video game properties coming, video game adaptations. I mean, I say properties because I don't think they're doing game. Tribeca Game Spotlight, which was another thing Kill you mentioned, because there was one or two games in here that's going to be focused on that. The after Ubisoft is the Fall for Forwarder, which I kind of enjoy. It's usually like the Fall for does a lot of cool indie games and stuff like that. Sunday is Xbox and Bethesda's game showcase, Square Enix, the PC gaming show, and then there's really nothing on Monday, which I still find weird, and then Tuesday's Nintendo.
Rumor is that Guardians of the Galaxy is going to make an appearance at the Square, whatever they're doing.
I honestly forgot that was announced.
Yep. Evidently not a games for service game, so that's
That's a good
positive.
Sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? They did so well with their last games for service game based on a Marvel property. Like it's the game that we all keep on talking about.
We do, about how bad it is.
We do. It's like LA Noir. yeah. Real quick, circling back to that Evil Dead game, Earl, it is a 4v1.
Oh, so it is asymmetrical. Yeah. So everybody's, I mean, I like them, but everybody's doing like the whole Dead by Day stuff. Which I know that's not the original. It's like, you know, there's other games, but that's the one I think of when, especially if it's tied into horror.
Yeah. That's the big horror one. So, yeah, that's I think that's it for game news for the week. The releases are coming tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
Ratchet finally launches. That is getting great reviews. I guess that is it's kind of a piece of news. We don't really touch on, you know, what other critics are talking about, but it's scoring really well. So,
yeah, Final Fantasy is out tomorrow too, right? Or is that today?
It is today. It is out there. So I guess that is the Yuffie edition plus the PS5 upgrade.
And then go on.
I don't know if I don't have a PS4 anymore, so I don't know if my save transfer's over. Because they don't have that. It's not easy, like, you know, with the Xbox, where it's just like your save from your Xbox One version carries over to your Series X version or Series S version. There's some weird crossover thing with this. I don't know how it's going to work. So I may not have a save for Final Fantasy VII Remake.
No.
Just fine as long as I could play the Yuffie stuff without it. If I could play that, the new story content, because that's all I want to play. I don't want to replay Final Fantasy VII Remake.
No. No one wants to do that.
But... I don't want to play another 25 hours of that just yet.
And a game I might pick up McNaught, but it's out tomorrow's Game Builder Garage, and I'm curious to see what comes of that.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how people react to that and what they make out of it. So it seems to be reviewing okay.
So, I mean, it's nice that games are coming out, so we got that going.
I will say I picked up the Ninja Gaiden Master Collection, which is the trilogy of, I guess they're all last gen before PS3, Xbox 360 era, because it's the remaster of Ninja Gaiden, which was an Xbox exclusive, but this is the PS3 version of it. Ninja Gaiden 2 and Ninja Gaiden 3. The 3D action games there on one package. And it's a pretty low rent package.
I was about to say, if that was not a game that reviewed well, the only thing I've seen some reviews, the only thing I see in is like that somebody posted the screen grabs of like the Steam page on like how to get different resolutions, which is like you're having to go and take the text file. And changing it.
the PC versions are a mess. Like there are no options. Like it is just a straight like dump of a port on the PC. Like they did not do any extra work. I'm pretty sure that you can't even play with mouse and keyboard. Not that I think you would that you should play Ninja Gaiden with mouse and keyboard. It is a fast paced action game, but that's not even an option, which is just kind of unacceptable for a PC game.
Boo.
And low rent. I don't know. It's tough coming off of the Mass Effect Legendary Edition just coming out, and that is a phenomenal package where they went and did the work on the original game, brought it up to modern day, up-resed everything else, so everything kind of looks new and modern. This looks like a PS3 game.
No!
My Series X. It plays well, but that game always played well. It played well on the original Xbox. It's just kind of a shame. They could have done so much more with that, and that I think that series deserves more, but Team Ninja has not been a top-tier studio in quite some time.
What have they been doing?
Failing. Fail.
What has Team Ninja been working on? I guess they worked... I said they're not a top-tier, but I guess they did work on Neo. And people seem to like that, so...
And he did the Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 for Nintendo.
People seem to like that.
Earl liked it. I thought it was okay.
I'm a fan.
Did you play it, Tony?
It was fine.
Yeah. It wasn't necessarily...
not the original, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still like a solid enough... I mean, it's more of a beat-em-up with Marvel characters than it is like the action RPG of years past. Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know where Team Ninja goes with this, but we are coming up on the big ones though this coming week. I think the biggest one is like Microsoft and then Nintendo right behind them. Only because Microsoft has to show something with solid release dates.
Oh yeah, we did not talk about Microsoft, did we?
No, they did. There was some news today from them.
Yeah, right. Yes, because they came out, and I'm sorry, I did not actually. I've seen snippets of this because it was a weird work day, and I forgot until now. But I know they said I think it's kind of. They were saying what we've been talking about for ages now, is that Microsoft isn't necessarily interested in being your dominant console. Like, it's not tied to, like, you buy an Xbox, you get Xbox games. They're more of an ecosystem. And so part of that, they talked about, like, bringing Xbox and Game Pass to, like, smart TVs and devices like that. And then they also announced, which was very telling for a company that owns 23 studios, that their expectations is that they, I don't know if it's their expectations, but they want to add at least one new first-party exclusive game every quarter. And I'm like, when you own 23 studios, having four games a year is not a goal.
That should have been the standard. Like, that's not saying, hey, you know, rush your teams, make them get stuff out quicker, but yeah, like that, you have a lot of studios. Like, I would expect more than just a game a quarter, which they have not delivered. So
no, where are all the games? You got 12,000 studios.
Get, I mean, it's just
a game.
We are on maybe two. We're almost done the third quarter since the Xbox Series X launched.
Yep.
And there's been no new first-party title in that window.
Nope. Closest was the Gears 5 expansion.
I guess, heck, and I guess technically Gears Tactic. Well, no, Gears Tactic wasn't a new one. So, yeah.
So that was a port of the PC game. Brought over. So yeah, the only real thing is that Gears 5 expansion Hive Busters, which was great, but that's been it for 7 months now. they need to show some stuff. They need to drop some stuff. They need to give some release dates.
Yeah, because I watched their press conference last week, and I was just surprised by the amount of stuff they announced last year that we've heard hide or hear about since then. Fable, the new Forza reboot, they had Avowed,
yep.
Everwild. I mean, this was Kyoto Perfect Dark. So all of these games that, like, we've not heard or seen of in a year, it's so weird in hindsight.
Yeah. And then I guess, like, the big one, obviously, is Halo Infinite needs to
appear. Think that that game needs to be finished.
Yes, it needs to be finished. It needs to come out this year. I think I personally think they're going to announce it for a November release, and hopefully that date sticks, but it needs to be shown. It needs to have a better showing. I didn't think what they showed last year was bad. It looked like Halo.
It did.
But people jumped down it, so they didn't like what the brute looked like, I guess. But yeah, we'll see. I mean, that's the big one. And then Nintendo, what are you guys kind of expecting out of that?
Nothing. You can't expect things with Nintendo. They take you
off guard. That's fair. That's fair.
I will say it's been funny to watch because, you know, I am related to the Nintendo fan base. So I pop in and watch them, and they're psychotic. They are scary, scary people. I'm going to be honest with you. What I've learned, I think, recently is that Nintendo fans are fans of certain franchises, and that to them is big. Like, it's one of those, it's like Nintendo's caught in this weird catch-22 where everybody's like, you have half the industry saying, like, Nintendo needs to do new stuff, new IPs. And the other half is like, no, they need to focus on these games and give us sequels to these games that sell like 5 copies. And if that doesn't happen...
Jeff, where's Jeff?
If that doesn't happen, even money on the table, they're ruining us.
Yep.
And so, yes, to Tony's point, like, with Nintendo, go in with no expectations, and you will not be disappointed. Because, like, even if you went in with even if Nintendo was like, this is going to be a show that's focused on Zelda, and you come out with, like, 2D Zelda, people are going to be pissed off, and they told you exactly what they said we're going to do.
Why was there no Pikmin? Why wasn't Donkey Kong there? Where was Metroid? It literally says it's a Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 showcase, but okay, yeah, go off.
I mean, that happened when they did the, what was it, like 3 years ago when they did the Smash Brothers one? They already said this is going to be a show dedicated to Smash Brothers. And people were like, why is this all in Smash Bros. Direct? I'm like, they already said this is going to be dedicated to Smash Bros. Like, they didn't mince words or anything like that.
Did you think they were joking? Like,
but yes. I mean, I think the other thing with Nintendo, for better or worse, for the most part, they are unlike Microsoft and Sony that they don't tend to give their games on like hype cycles.
Right.
So, like, most of the games they've announced recently are out, or, you know, we know like they're released. Like, we know Skyward Sword's out next month. Mario Golf is out at the end of this month. So the big three for them is really that we, you know, they announced Breath of the Wild 2, the sequel to Breath of the Wild 2 years ago. They announced Metroid Prime 4 4 years ago, and announced Bayonetta 4 years ago. Those are the big three that kind of like we should get an update for this. But outside of that, it's like hard to say. Because like on paper, you're like, okay, you know, it's been almost 4 years since Odyssey. You would think Odyssey 2, but there's no guarantee that you don't have like Galaxy still your 3D Mario game with a sequel.
Right. There could be no Odyssey 2. Absolutely nothing.
And I mean, same. What the Wii had, you know, Galaxy 2, but when was the last system that had two 3D Mario games on it?
And that's what I mean. There's no sequel.
The only one. No, it's like, I mean, even if it wasn't a sequel, like, right? Like, there's just not two. Like, it's not often they release two in a generation.
If you want to cheat, you could say the Switch because it has 3D World and Odyssey. But that's a port of Wii U game. But yes, it's like stuff like that, and like, you can go through the line because like there are a lot of people like they need to do Mario Kart 9. They need to do Mario Kart 9. I'm looking at sales numbers. They don't need to do Mario Kart 9 if Mario Kart 8 is one of the best selling games of 2020.
I get why people want Mario Kart 9. It's the same reason why people want Grand Theft Auto 6. It's just, you know, when that game is still at the top of the sales charts. Every
it's hard
month,
to justify a sequel. Year.
Exactly. Right? Like, people are still buying this one. Why invest?
Yeah, you can invest in other IPs. Because somebody pointed out, like, the Switch is now at the point where it's older than the Wii U was by the time the Wii U was replaced by the Switch.
Well, so there are reasons for that, though.
Oh, no, there are reasons for that. But I'm like, I'm just thinking, like, you could go through the, like, you can literally just go through the launch and up the Switch and be like, oh, it's a time for a sequel to Odyssey, a time for the sequel to Xenoblade Chronicles 2, it's a time for a sequel to ARMS. You know, you could do Mario Kart 9, you could do 1, 2, 3 Switch. But you could, you know, like, it's a but it's hard to say with them. Like, it could just be like, it could be nothing but Zelda games. We could get Kirby and Yoshi and Donkey Kong. They could bring out a franchise you hadn't seen in 30 years. You don't know with them. You never know with them.
Yep. See, one last kind of question on a prediction here. Do you think either any of them, any of the publishers and platform holders are going to have and it's available now?
Oh, I think everybody's going to have it.
No. Why?
Because that's just common practice now. Like, it's either going to be. I'm not saying it's going to be. I doubt it's going to be full price games, but it's going to be like, you know, like the Halo Infinite beta is available right after the show ends. And I didn't. I think Jeff Kerry even mentioned that Microsoft is doing the Xbox ID thing they did last year, where you could download demos of games starting Tuesday.
Oh, that's neat. I like that.
I think they did something like that last year. It was like for a week, you could download a bunch of, like, it's E3 at Century. So yeah, stuff like that. And I just feel like that has become part of a press conference now, where it's like, okay, and you can pick this game up starting today, right now. And that's just a thing that people do. So yes, I imagine it has to be. It's my E3 bingo card. I'm expecting Nintendo to have at least three of them, and Microsoft.
Wow.
Well, I mean, again, smaller games. Because Nintendo,
yeah, you're
awesome.
Right.
Like, it's gonna be like some random indie title or something like that. But like,
Zelda 99.
Yeah, something like that, or Axiom Verge 2, which we haven't seen in a while. Be like, yeah, you know, you can download it on the eShop today, or right after the show ends, or something like that. Probably if there's any update to like the Nintendo Switch Online, it's like, yeah, and these games, you know, like N64 are available rated today or something like that. I don't think that's gonna happen, but whatever. Yes.
What do you think? You said you think Microsoft will have at least one. What do you, outside of like the Halo Infinite multiplayer beta, do you think there will be actual game that they release?
I don't think it will be Microsoft, but I think they will have like a third party like indie title or like, you know, either that or it's gonna be like, oh, here's like a DLC for Battletoads.
I could see that. I'm actually expecting a little bit bigger, and I think that they just drop Psychonauts 2 out there.
Interesting. Because that is out soon, right?
Yep. I mean, there's no date on it, obviously, but it's been rated in certain places by ratings boards, and you know, Tim Schafer's been showing a lot, talking a lot about, you know, oh, it's, you know, it's coming along, it's going to be ready to go real soon. And I mean, I don't know if it's smart dropping it next to Ratchet, which seems to be getting universal praise, but people do seem to like Psychonauts, so
yeah.
And I guess there was also word that Flight Simulator will be hitting Xbox soon, so that's also another possibility. That's
a good one too. Yeah. Are there any like outstanding games that we will that are? I mean, you said Psychonauts, but is there anything else that's like, oh man, we can have a big announcement about this? I don't know, but I can see a third. And I think the other thing is going to be they'll probably have a big title for Game Pass that's coming to the service that day.
Yeah, which is why I'm leaning, you know, with one of their games. Like, it could be something else, but you know, one of their games that's ready to go. You know, that could be a big splash.
Starfield.
I don't think they're going to be like, no. Starfield available today.
It'd be nice though.
Yeah, I would be happy. I'd be happy.
It's not if happening. They're even like, it would be nice.
This game's coming out soonish, like, and actually show us what the hell it is. Outside of just Fallout and Elder Scrolls in space. Yeah, I'm actually kind of expecting Forza Horizon 5 as well. Not drop immediately, but that's a game that we don't know anything about. We kind of know is in production but hasn't been announced. But I feel that they're gonna be like, that's coming this fall.
Oh yes, and to kind of tie back to your previous question, I think I said this last week as well. My one big prediction and hope for E3 is that one of the press conferences has Ninja Turtles game. And it's available today, because they just keep on saying that the release date is soon, since like February of this year. And I'm like, give it to me now.
I could see that. That would work real well. That would actually be a really good Game Pass game too. Because didn't Streets of Rage 4 drop on Game Pass day one? And it's the same developer, yeah. I think it's the same developer, same publisher, maybe. That could be cool. Getting my hopes up for something that probably won't happen.
That is, like I said, that is my one. Like, I have had other predictions, but that is my one major E3 prediction that I want to come true. Like, I've had I was talking to a friend earlier, and they're like, oh, who do you want to be the secret character in Smash Bros.? I'm like, I honestly never think about that stuff, because it's like, I act as a surprise, but like, it's not any big thing. But like, me thinking, like, I want them to say Ninja Turtles is coming right now. That's what I'm here for. That, and I actually want to see a proper look at IO's James Bond title.
That would be good. Yeah.
I don't know if that's too early, but they did. They announced it. Was it at the start of this year? End of last year.
Was it at the VG Awards, the Video Game Awards, or no? Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was early, right before Hitman came out, or right after Hitman came out.
Right after, it was November of last year. So yeah, okay, I think that's enough time for them to have something, even if it's just like an act. Because they didn't show anything; they just announced that they were working on it.
Yep.
So
give us some sort of trailer.
When did they announce the Indiana Jones game?
that was September of last. It was like right before they announced that Microsoft was buying Bethesda.
Okay. So that's another one that I think we should see.
Yeah, that would be fun. I could get on board with that.
And I mean, not for nothing. This might be at Geeked, but the thing, the trailer for Halo TV show leaked. So I assume that's something we'll see during this week as well.
Is that the one that's been long in production?
Yeah.
No expectations for that.
No big expectations, but I mean, it is what it is. And I'm just going to read off the rest of my bingo cards for E3 real quick. Yeah. So for Nintendo, I have Nintendo character in Fortnite. I thought that was going to be Samus. It seems like everybody kind of poo-pooed that one.
That's next a shame, because she fits perfectly.
She does, especially this season with aliens and everything. Next level games, I think they should be ready for a new title. Luigi's Mansion's a year and a half old. It's not like it had a ton of DLC.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time for a Mario versus Donkey Kong game. We haven't had one since the Wii U. I think that's one of those. I think that's a title that if Nintendo, it's one of those like available on eShop now titles Nintendo can push.
Yep.
The Resident Evil game that's been teased or leaked for, I don't know, since like before, like I think the end of last year, Outrage or Revelations 3 or whatever. I think, personally speaking, I think it's way past time, especially for an Ubisoft game, that we get a sequel to Mario plus Rabbids.
Been a while, right?
Yes, yeah. I would like another one of those.
Yeah, I mean, especially like the Donkey Kong DLC was great, and there's a ton of material to mine there. I think, again, like I said, Xenoblade, I think Mario Ubisoft needs a new game. Even if they did the definitive edition, I don't think that's a year ago now, too. The new Donkey Kong game has been rumored a ton. I think it's time for us to see Bayonetta 3.
And it was just God, kind of... please, yes, please.
So for Xbox, there's going to be a Halo Infinite update, but I think there's going to be an awkward amount of time spent on Craig, which is the brute from Detroit.
Yeah.
Here. I think there will be a new Marvel title announced.
Aren't there supposed to be several announced?
Yes, but I mean that's the thing, we don't know. Like, because I think people said that the Marvel XCOM game isn't going to be there. We know Guardians of the Galaxy exists already, so I do think there'll be another one that they're working on. Because the only reason I think that is because Sony has Spider-Man, Nintendo Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I feel like Microsoft would probably have. I feel like Marvel went to a bunch of studios. Do you want to use our IPs?
Right.
I think it's time for a Cuphead sequel. They just did the DLC last year, I think. I think we'll see Gear spinoff. I don't think it's time for Gear 6 yet. But I can see...
No, I agree. I don't know if it'll be the Coalition working on it, though, because there's been rumors about them maybe working on a Star Wars game. Which I would be really into.
This is really just pulling stuff out of my ass. I think Microsoft needs a new crossover title. I still think they have a ton of IPs, especially now that they own Bethesda, to do a crossover shooter, a hero shooter. This is on my card, but this kind of this leaked anyhow. I think recently I had a new Division title because I feel like Ubisoft is at this point where they alternate between the Division and Watch Dogs. And then it was that like there's a PvE like it's like the Division, Splinter Cell, Rainbow Six like crossover game that got leaked or something like that.
I don't remember what it was called, but yeah, it had Sam Fisher and it made all the Splinter Cell fans pissed off.
Yeah, Curie, they don't see any, and I think the big one really is like we'll get a Starfield trailer and update. So
we'll probably get an update. I bet we get a trailer. Game kind of feels like a myth. Myth!
Right?
Well, so did Elden Ring until today, so you gots to believe.
I believe nothing until the game is in my hand.
Yeah, which will be not this year, I think.
No, or next year, maybe year in the future, some other year.
You don't think Starfield's even next year?
some year that we haven't heard of yet.
Oh no!
20QQ.
So we're not gonna play it unless we find a way to upload our consciousness into the internet.
That's correct.
Well, all right. Well, looking forward to all of this. Looking forward to our conversation actually next week after we learned all of this.
Yes, and hopefully we come back in better moods than we started today with news of triumphs and actual interesting press conferences. I mean, those are two different things. So we could come back with a ton of news we're excited for that we had to separately get.
Yep.
Or we could have very exciting press conferences with no major announcements. Like that's harder to pull off. There are times where it's like, oh, this is pretty solid. There's a lot of updates on games we knew about, but it's still, you know, it was well paced and stuff like that. But that's so rare, I think.
Yeah, and you know, like there have definitely been E3 press conferences, but specifically by Ubisoft, where I came out of that going, there's nothing here I care about, but that was a fun show. It was really dumb. And I doubt we're going to get something like that. But we could hope.
And I am curious, because I don't think we know the format. Because Nintendo has a Direct, but I don't know how many of these are, like, because I didn't know that the Summer Game Fest was actually going to be, like, a stage show. I just assumed it would be, like, Jeff as a talking head. So I don't know how many of these are, like, stage shows versus how many of them are, like, pre-recorded videos and stuff like that. Because, again, I mean, I don't know. Because, again, it's super awkward to do the stage show without an audience.
Yeah, because, like, you work off of the crowd.
Yes.
Like you set in, you know, you write your script. So it's like, all right, I'm going to pause here for applause and like wild cheers or whatever. And it's harder to do, which was a problem Jeff had with,
there were moments where he was talking, like, he's very enthusiastic, but his enthusiasm doesn't work when nobody's there to pay off of him. I forget what game he was shown, but he's like, and here's a sneak peek. And I'm like, oh, this is awkward. This is gross. Nobody's there.
We should do that on the podcast. Here's a sneak peek.
Well, we're going to start every podcast going forward with world premiere, because technically speaking, it is true.
It is.
That's true. You've never seen a podcast quite like this one before.
Certainly not this specific show, which we didn't do last week. It's brand new. All right. Well, we'll be back next week with Jeff, who undoubtedly will overhype himself and be immensely depressed by the time we all talk.
He'd better have a fucking tan. He better have a tan. And we better be able to hear it through his voice on the podcast.
I mean, we've been talking to him while he's on vacation just through our group chats, but him and his girlfriend, they posted a picture of dead fish on their beach, like, washing up. Like, man, fuck Florida. The place is a nightmare.
Like, don't go there. Don't go to Florida. Unless you want to die or see dead fish.
Like, I mean, look, for me and probably for Earl, like, the beaches in Jersey or what are closest, and they are garbage for the most part, but you don't have to go to Florida. You just have to go to Jersey.
Okay, I can do better than that. So
it's at least
I'm not going to go to Florida. That's okay, but there are other beaches.
Yeah, I mean, you could go to Maryland. Like, they have some good beaches.
North Carolina's pretty good. There are places.
Yeah, you're a little Virginia Beach isn't bad.
Yeah.
You're a little bit better. Like, you know, being where you are. Yeah. So Jeff will be back. Probably not tan though. I think that man just burns.
Because he is hot. I mean, let's be honest.
Yes. And he will undoubtedly get himself hyped up and not be happy. We'll just have to see if that depression holds until we talk, because he might be over.
Until we can take advantage of it on the show. Yeah. I love you, Jeff.
was it to keep riling him up every day. But yes, we'll be back. I'll have Ratchet as well. I don't know if we'll get to it because we're gonna have a lot of news next week, maybe. But Ratchet will be out, and maybe we'll get to talking about that. Earl, say goodnight.
From a faraway end comes a game like none before, the game of sheep. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen. Till next week.
Unless it's like 2 o'clock in the morning.